Welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is our November monthly unscripted. That's right. You bring the topics to the table. You can revisit a past topic. You can suggest a future topic. You can talk about something that's on your mind or your heart. You can ask a question about the faith. If I know the answer, I'll happily share it with you, or we'll find it together. You can just call up and, I don't know, wish everybody in the world a happy Thanksgiving, because that's what we want to wish you, a happy Thanksgiving. Yes, that's, we'll do that again at the end of the show. But it is unscripted, where you bring the topics to the table. So if you were on the line sometime in November and the time just ran out, then please call back. Just let Matt know that you were on the line waiting on a previous show, what the topic was, and Matt will happily push you to the front of the line. That's the least we could do. But we want to bring the Take Two family together. So I know you're probably preparing for people to come into town or to get ready for the big feast, or you're at the grocery store doing last minute things, cleaning house or something like that. Maybe you're listening, half listening to the show. Maybe just take this time and see if we can learn and grow together with this brief hour we get to spend with one another. So please, it's unscripted. You bring the topics to the table. Again, everybody's welcome. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. I cannot stress it enough. I say it every time during the beginning of the shows, because we have brand new listeners. I know that some of you that have been traveling with us for 10 plus years, you're like, Debbie, you're like a broken record. You keep saying the same thing. I do, because we have brand new listeners. Please remember that. And we want to make sure they feel comfortable calling in. And you can tell that they feel comfortable calling in, because I think it was one show about 2 weeks ago, almost all the calls were first time callers. Almost all. I mean, that's amazing. If you think about it, I keep a book and a record. By the way, I brought the prayer book out. If you want to have any prayers before Thanksgiving, I'll happily add those to the prayer book. Jerry's in Canada, in Montreal, and he is taking all of our prayer intentions with us, the Take Two family prayer book, everything. So it's all exciting. And we know that Jerry is praying round the clock for us. So that's wonderful. We have Matt on the phones today with us from the show team, Michael at the controls, Rich on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Hello, hello. Yes, I am ready for Thanksgiving. Yes, I'm ready for Advent. Let's talk about Advent. You know, so many times we get super excited about Thanksgiving and all that's going to happen in the next 4 days. But guess what? We should be saying Happy New Year. That's right. The new liturgical year for us as Catholics. And it's so important that we enter into Advent in a very intentional way. We can talk about Advent, whatever works for you. All you have to do is call this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's unscripted. Whatever you want to talk about, you bring it to this show. Okay, I'm not going to suggest things. I'm just not going to do it. All right, I'll suggest a couple things. Advent, we can talk about Advent. I really would like to do that. Let's talk about, are you guys going to do Jesse trees? Are you going to have an Advent wreath? Are you going to go into prayer, fasting, and almsgiving? Are you going to add an extra rosary? Are you going to go to confession this weekend? That's right. If you're not asking me, but I'll go ahead and tell you, I plan on going to confession this weekend. I want to get in a good, proper spiritual state before going into Advent. Is that, can you share with us if that's your plans? I'm really excited. I think this is going to be a great Advent. Do you feel it? I feel it. So call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Anything you want to talk about, well, almost anything. Anything you want to talk about, bring it to this show on this unscripted. And again, everybody is welcome. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Let's get to our first caller, Cheryl, who was on the line yesterday from Phoenix, Arizona, on YouTube. Cheryl, I'm waving to you. Hello, Cheryl. Welcome.
Oh, hello, Debbie. I'm sorry that you didn't have the time to put me on yesterday, but for whom I'm most grateful for was for Deacon Michael Wody to come into my life, to bring me to the Catholic Church, and also help me to belong to the monastery. He passed away a few weeks ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. God rest his soul. So Deacon Michael...
After 10 years of knowing him and his wife and everything, I adopted him like my brother, and same thing with his wife, Mary. So, you know, we're not adopted legally, but he considered me as his adopted sister and everything. So we come very close together, and he helped me to understand more of the Catholic Church and helped me to say a lot of my consecrational vows and bring me into the monastery. So
wow.
I'm very grateful to have him in my life.
Well, Sister Cheryl, we're glad that you're in our lives, but I'll tell you, you recognizing Deacon Michael, that is so precious. And, you know, we hope that he is enjoying his eternal rewards, right? And that's what I love about the deacons. They do so much behind the scenes, and we don't thank them enough. I mean, we really need, maybe we should all remember that if we go to Thanksgiving Mass, or we should be going this weekend to Mass. Let's thank the deacons, right? Right, Cheryl?
Oh, definitely, because they do a lot of the hard work. Even when the priests are not there at the Mass services, they also help to deliver the homilies and teach us lessons. They also help confirm us to the RCIA courses and also help to bring us into a monastery if we hear God's calling. They do a lot of the work around the church.
I totally agree. Now, let me just make sure of something. Can I call you Sister Cheryl?
Yes, please.
Okay, good. That's what I thought. Okay, I just want to make sure. So thank you, sister. I'm so glad that this has worked out for you at the monastery. And you know, Deacon, it sounds like Deacon had a beautiful vocation. You said you got so close to him and his wife. And, you know, I know that he passed away a few weeks ago. I just pray that, you know, how is his wife doing?
Oh, she's trying to cope with it. She's somewhat traumatic over his passing, but she's trying to be able to cope with it. So she's not sure whether she's going to go back to North Dakota where she met her husband, Deacon Michael, or not. But he is going to be laid to rest out there. So it's somewhat hard and undecided right now for her. But she's trying to deal with it as best she can.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you for highlighting it, and thank you for bringing it to our attention. I put him in the prayer book along with you, as always. And thank you so much, sister, for being just a wonderful Take-Two family member, and have a happy Thanksgiving. You hear that music? We got to take our first break. When I come back, more of Unscripted with your thoughts, your suggestions, you revisiting past topics that we have discussed here on Take-Two. I really need you to fill up the phone lines, guys. 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. Love the Unscripted show because you never know what kind of call or question or comment is going to come in. And it's just really a very fast moving hour, and we get to really explore really the whole month. It's kind of a nice wrap up from November. And so if you want to participate in this Unscripted, it's an open forum. You bring the topics to the table. Sister Cheryl did. She was recognizing Deacon Michael, who brought her into and taught her so much about the church and just brought her into the church in such a beautiful way at the monastery. And he has passed. And, you know, she wanted to let the world pray for, I'm sure, for him and his wife. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing when we can keep the Take-Two family up to speed on what's going on with each other, because that's how the mystical body of Christ works. So I'm asking you to stop what you're doing. I know you're super busy. I've talked to many friends this morning that are running around, going shopping, getting last minute stuff for the big, big event tomorrow, Thanksgiving. But I really need to hear from you. Maybe there's something going on. You know, I am a certified life coach. So if you want to call in, maybe you're a little bit nervous about picking up family at the airport or gathering with a family member house that you have to go to, like your in-laws or something of that nature, and you're feeling a little nervous, apprehensive, a little worried, call in. Let's talk about it. You can give your confirmation name. That's what Take-Two is all about. We want to journey with you. So if you don't let us into your lives, you know, we don't know what's going on. But if you call in, you can share and you can help another person. Plus, hopefully you'll get the answers that you need, or we can talk about about it, and we work together as the body of Christ. So please dial this number. There's some open phone lines just for you. So if you feel a little, you know, nudge in your spirit and you want to say something and you're like, wow, I have no one to talk to, you have us. We're the Take Two family. So let's go. 833-288-EWTN. It's unscripted. Bring anything to the table. 833-288-3986.
Hi, Debbie. This is your producer, Michael. I have a question for you. Hi, how are you?
Sure. I'm great.
How can we deal with difficult relatives this Thanksgiving with grace?
Ooh, how can we deal with difficult relatives with grace? Well, Michael, I will tell you, and I know where you're come from is because we've received a lot of questions from the Take Two family about this. So that's a great question to ask and a beautiful time to ask it the day before Thanksgiving when we can think about it ahead of time. So if you have a difficult relative or a family member, how do you handle it with grace? Well, I would suggest that you encounter them anew. And what I mean by that is just like St. Teresa of Avila, who would say, you know, to the sisters, begin again, begin anew. If we predict and we put that person in a box and we say to ourselves, they're always going to do this or they're never going to do that. And we have these extreme positions for them and we put them in a box. We have limited the ability for it to have a different outcome, a different, feeling from the encounter. So we've predicted it, we put it in a box and that's how it's going to be. And most likely, that's what's going to happen because you've actually pushed it in that direction. But if we encounter if we encounter people anew and we really say, you know what, I'm going to not judge them. I'm going to not respond quickly. I'm not going to react quickly. I'm going to respond with a very loving nature. I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to approach them the old way that I always have done. You may be pleasantly surprised that you get a different outcome. You have a different result in the encounter. So just be remembering that. The second thing is when you are vulnerable with somebody who is difficult, when you know you're going up against somebody who's difficult and you choose to be very humble and vulnerable and open, and you choose to share things with that person that are very personal to you, you would also possibly be pleasantly surprised that you have a better interaction. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, don't have encounters after a large amount of alcohol. Typically at Thanksgiving and other holiday events, alcohol may be flowing. Not always. Some people don't do any alcohol, but some events, there's a lot of alcohol. After about 20, 30 minutes, you're not going to have a real genuine encounter with that person who's been indulging in the spirits. Okay. So you see what I'm saying? So you want to kind of survey the surroundings and then approach it in that way. I would recommend not getting into any serious family arguments, disputes, you know, disagreements, or even if you're with a friend or bring up any really difficult subjects when alcohol has been introduced. Okay, so those are the three. Those would be my three suggestions. I hope it answers Michael's question. Our producer asked, but I know Michael asked it on behalf of all of the Take Two family because we've been receiving a lot of comments and also on the spirit world as well. So thank you, Michael, for reminding me of that. I'm going to get back to the phones. We do have just two open phone lines. That's it. Two open phone lines. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. If you want to ask a question. Just real quickly, I want to share, along with the great Catholic content on the Laudate app, you can listen to the EWTN radio live stream. Open the Laudate app, that's Latin, then click on EWTN. Laudate. I love saying that, although it's a little bit of a tongue twister on for me today. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Mary from Central Florida on the EWTN app. Mary has a praise report. Oh, I got to bring the prayer book out. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Yeah, I called quite a few months ago. We were praying for people, and I asked you to pray for my friend Linda, who had just been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thrilled to report she did have a mastectomy. She went through 6 weeks of radiation, and she's like cancer-free. There's no metastasis,
wow.
There's no nothing. She's healthy and well and doing great.
Oh,
and so I just want to praise God for that and thank everybody for their prayers.
Absolutely. Praise God. Oh, Mary, I'm so glad you called back. Tell Linda, please, we're so happy and we are praising God all through this Thanksgiving weekend, and how exciting. Now she can go into the holidays not having that as a burden and a worry, and I'm just so happy for her. Way to go. And Mary, you're so wonderful that you had shared it with all of us so we had the opportunity to pray, because it helped all of us. So thank you, Mary.
No, thank everybody. Thank you all so much. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. I hope everyone has something wonderful to be thankful for.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. And call us again, Mary, anytime. Beautiful praise report. Wow. Okay, so I'm getting that was a good answer that I gave about dealing with difficult people. So if that worked for you too, that's wonderful. I'm so happy. See, this is what Take Two is all about. We want to learn and grow together. So thank you to everybody responding. Okay, we're going to get to Bartholomew in Chicago, Illinois, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Bartholomew. Welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you, sir. You go right ahead.
Okay, the question's something that's bothering me for years.
Okay.
Heaven, is it a very strict, structured hierarchy, division of rank, and I hate to use the word caste system.
Sure.
Because that's got lots of negative connotations. Or is it just one big, huge, happy family in which somebody who's a spiritual, you know, barely made it in on the skin of their teeth versus someone who just came in on a tidal wave of grace like St. Joan of Arc. She was my favorite saint, even when I was an atheist, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, how's it set up? I mean, we're not going to really know for sure until after the curtain comes down, but I just like some reassurance. I've been talking with my spiritual directors, my therapists and stuff, and I just can't seem to get an answer I'm either happy with, but at the same time, it's in line with what the magisterium teaches.
Sure,
so
sure.
Go ahead and lay it out, please.
Okay.
And happy Thanksgiving. God bless you all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, don't go anywhere. I want to ask you a question. When you said your spiritual director, is that spiritual director a member of the clergy, the Catholic clergy? Bartholomew, are you with us? Okay, I think I hear him. I can kind of hear him. Bartholomew, are you there? Okay, I don't hear him for some reason. I can't hear you. For some reason, it's not coming through. I'm not sure if your spiritual director is a member of the clergy, so I don't want to say anything against, a Catholic clergy or a deacon, if that's your spiritual director. So let me just share my take on it. And I'm not, at this point, I'm not representing, like, I'm not saying I'm representing the church. I'm not representing EWTN. This is just my understanding and my study of the afterlife, right? Eschatology is the big word they use. But basically what happens to us after we die. So a lot of it is private revelation, I will tell you, Bartholomew, and anyone else that's listening right now, which I think it's a very good topic. A lot of it's private revelation. There's a lot we don't know. A lot of it is a mystery because we're not going to know and even comprehend it, because we can't. I mean, to be in the beatific vision, to be in the presence of God, we don't know how that is going to, quote unquote, feel, what it's going to look like exactly. So through private revelation, through saints' encounters that they have had with being, introduced to heaven or purgatory, or even some have seen hell, they can try to give us an understanding. But we don't have to believe that as good and faithful Catholics. Now, I know in Scripture they talk about many mansions in heaven. I know that St. Teresa of Avila, we're talking a lot about St. Teresa of Avila or Avila, depending on how you want to pronounce her name. Pronounce this great saint, but it's there's this idea of degrees of glory, if you will. There's this not and this idea, and this is the best way I can explain it, Bartholomew, is that in when we are filled, when we get to if God willing, we get to heaven and we are in the beatific vision, we are beholding the face of God, we are going to be completely content at where we are, whether we just got in the back door of heaven or we're an incredible great saint like Saint Francis of Assisi, right? Everybody is going to be filled to capacity. Everybody's going to be having a sense of brilliance, if you will, in heaven, being able to take in the magnificence of God. Okay. And in that brilliance, you know, that's the clothing we will wear, is this radiance, this light. Think of the angels, you know, the angels being light. It's this radiance of light and glory, because you're taking in the face of God, you're taking in God, and it's just continuing on right through the person. Now, degrees, there's been a lot of talk about, a lot of saints have talked about this idea that it's degrees of glory. So we're in this movement in constant filling ourselves of God. So everybody will be, you know, fulfilled. Everybody will be filled and content. However, there's still movement with God, because that's how God works. He wants us to understand more and more and more and more and more. So when you say, is there a hierarchy or is there a structure or the way it's like the caste system, it's more about the person's ability to advance, if you will, for lack of a better word, to advance spiritually. So that's why the time, the precious time we have here on this side of the veil, is so important, because it's the training ground, like Mother Angelica said, for you to have this time to get closer to God on this side of the veil so that you are in a better position. Now, same with if you go to purgatory and people are praying for you and you're getting all of these and they call it accidental glory, accidental grace. I mean, I've heard it said so many different ways. Susan Tassoni is going to talk about it on Friday. It is so powerful. And it enables you to develop more and more of an understanding of God. So if you look at it like that, look at it as absorbing the magnificence of God and depending on the place that you are at spiritually, but there is still this movement with God closer and closer and closer to him. Bartholomew, are you with us? Because you had put the phone down. I want to make sure you can hear us.
I'm still here, Deb.
Okay, because I was talking to you and I have a hard time wrapping my head around it and I have a hard time capturing it with the proper words, but is that something that could make a little bit more sense to you as how
make
heaven
a
works?
Ton of sense.
Okay.
Makes a ton of sense, because some sources are saying that once you make it in, you're kind of, I don't like to use the word, you're frozen in
right.
one place and you can't grow in grace or anything like that anymore. And
right.
so this helps immensely, because that one scripture, I don't know where it is. It's in the Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus is saying, I and the Father, we're always working. We're always doing something. We're always, continuous creation or always improving,
mm-hmm.
you know, expanding, manifesting. So mm-hmm. I'm wondering if that's not the same thing. I'm just looking at it from the wrong angle or so.
Well, you know, I've always said this, Bartholomew. It's so interesting, because I've always said, if you want to get a glimpse of heaven, you really need to look at how God structured and how God created the angels. Okay, because the angels have that different, what you would call different degrees of glory. Okay, Bartholomew, this is so fascinating. Just hang with us. Don't go anywhere. Just stay with us. You hear the music. I want to just take this quick break because I just want to finish this thought, because I think this could help other folks. So please call in if you have something to say about this topic or some previous topic. Jude, we'll get to you and the others when we come back on this Unscripted. OK, Okay, we are back for Unscripted. I love this music coming in from the break. That is wonderful. Bartholomew is with us. He's still holding. And I want to finish this thought about heaven in a moment. Just let me just address a couple things before we get back to this wonderful caller from Chicago, Illinois. You guys are asking me what eschatology means. Okay, it has to do with the four things, death, judgment, heaven, and hell. That's the big theological word, eschatology. And so death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And it's I had to study a whole section of that when I was getting my graduate degree in theology. So it's pretty cool. And then somebody else asked me, I said that Laudate app is Latin for what? It means praise. Praise. So Laudate means praise. Okay, I'm now feeling like a religious education person here. So that's good. I like that. Real quickly, one of our great EWTN radio partners needs to hear from you next week. Divine Mercy Radio, with six stations serving Hays, Colby, Hill City, Great Bend, and Lindsberg, Kansas, kicks off their fall carathon on Tuesday. Please support your Catholic radio station. Okay, back with Bartholomew. So I wanted to share something, Bartholomew. This accidental glory, it's called. And Susan Tassoni, who's an expert in purgatory, Jerry and I taped a show with her, a new content show. It's going to air this Friday. Okay, so in 2 days, please, Bartholomew, listen and tune in, because she is going to share, Susan's going to share why we should have masses said, all about this accidental glory, all about this movement closer to the beatific vision, all about how things are structured in purgatory, what happens with your guardian angel visiting you, what happens with the Blessed Mother visiting you in purgatory, what happens when we die, what happens now. A lot of it is based on private revelation. That is so true. But, you know, if you hear so much private revelation that is so similar, you almost have to believe that that's exactly what it's going to be like for us. And Susan has such a passion for this and such an excitement. I'm sure, Bartholomew, that after this broadcast on Friday, you will probably contact us on the next Unscripted and say, wow, because when we finished this taping, Jerry and I got on the phone and we were like, oh my goodness, we can't wait to get to heaven. I mean, it was unbelievable how Susan knows so much and has studied and written books on it. So she talks about this thing called accidental glory, where a lot of people will say, you know, I'm having a mass said for somebody, but I think that person might be in heaven. And people will say, well, nothing is wasted with God. Well, that is true, but it's also benefits that person. And it's this accidental glory. It moves them into a better, bigger understanding of God himself. So that's the beauty of it. So the movement, we're constantly, our God is constantly about us moving closer to him and growing and expanding with more knowledge, more understanding, more of a grasp of his magnificence. And again, I want to just say it again one more time. That's why it's so important on this side of the veil, we don't waste any time. And why do you think that Saint Carlo Acutis, one of our newest saints that was canonized this year, he was 15 years old and he said to his mom, I never wasted a single minute. There's no accident to that. God brought that boy to that place, and that boy accepted the mission to help transform the world with his Eucharistic Miracles exhibit and also with his words at 15 years old. Okay, so that boy was trying to teach us all a lesson. And for him to say, and he's dying of a horrible, painful leukemia, and for him to say that I never wasted a single second, he's only 15. I mean, think, I'm 60 years old. I've wasted a lot of minutes, hours, seconds, days, years. Okay, so it's important that we use this time so we grow in that holiness. And we should all be on that path to sainthood. And so it only helps us to grow here so that we can benefit and continue to grow in the afterlife. Okay, I think I got my thought completely out. Now I want to hear your final comments, Bartholomew.
Wow, you're right. Yeah, that just makes total sense. I mean, St. Carlo, I mean, he's just a young man, but the guy just packs a mega jewel of wisdom and grace and power in what he did. I mean, I agree with you. I myself, I've wasted decades. Mm-hmm. I really have. So just to hear this kind of reassurance and hope just It just does me a ton of good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It helped me too. I love talking about it. And I really hope that our wonderful priests and deacons, when they give homilies, they talk more about the afterlife. It's so important because people are losing hope here on this side of the veil, and that's not good. You never want to lose hope. We want to be excited about what God has prepared for us, and that'll keep us on the journey. And one other thing I will say, Bartholomew, because I'm right with you. I'm 60 years old, and I feel like I lost a lot of time. God is so good. He makes up that time. All we have to do is start on that path. I could feel the Holy Spirit as soon as I said this. We just have to start on that path. And because God stands outside of time, He makes it all up. He's so amazing. So we don't have to feel like, oh, I wasted all this time. We just have to start now. We have to just start now. And that's what I've been on this campaign of going out there and trying to preach it everywhere I can on radio and anywhere that somebody will listen. So I do hope that did help. And I hope it helps others as well. And God bless you and have a beautiful Thanksgiving. I loved your call. Please call anytime. Okay.
Okay. God bless you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What a great call. I could talk about heaven all day long in purgatory. I think it's amazing. That was just a fabulous call. Okay. Jude is calling in and help me out. I don't know why I'm spacing out today. It's probably because it's the day before Thanksgiving. Are you in North Central? Is it Arkansas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, thank you. I don't know why I'm spacing today, Jude. I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving. And you're on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jude. Welcome.
Hi. It's Debbie, correct?
It is. Yes, Debbie, it is.
Well, Miss Debbie, thank you for taking my call. And thank you to your call screener. He helped actually answer a few questions I had that I don't need to ask you now. He was great. I didn't catch his name.
His name is Matthew, I know. And we always tell him he's a gift of God. So there you go. He's amazing.
He's good. Definitely good. I appreciate what he helped me deconflict some of my questions ahead of time. I am driving. You are on speaker, but I'm going to pull over now that we're talking.
Okay.
That way I don't have to worry about dealing with traffic and all that. I am in North Central Arkansas, about an hour and a half north of Little Rock, where I live in the beautiful Ozarks. My question is about rebooting a career in your mid-50s. I told Matt that I retired from the military about a decade ago. I haven't worked since because the VA disabled me. But I have an opportunity. They just restored GI Bill. So I have my full GI Bill eligibility to go back to get a whole another degree if I want. And there's a program the VA has that'll even take you past bachelor level all the way to doctorate if they deem it something constructive that you can gain employment from it. And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I have some people, friends that I've talked to about this that say, well, you know, you're very comfortable. You got your military pension and you've got the retirement or the disability from the VA. You know, I wouldn't do anything if I were you. I would just enjoy life. You retired young and you're able to do whatever you want. And that's true. And I've been doing that for the last, you know, decade. But I feel like maybe I'm burying my talents. And there's something I could, you know, do. Obviously not be a military person again. I'm done with that. But some other occupation. And I just want to know, what do you think about people in their mid-50s trying to go back to school to reboot a career, even to maybe the postgraduate level education and, you know, just in general, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you're talking to somebody that took the scenic route to finish my degree. I got my graduate degree in 2006. So I think it's phenomenal. I know people that have gone back in their late 60s and 70s and really wanted to do something unique and different in ministry or in a different career or a vocation. And they went back to school or they went for some certification or, you know, some trade understanding. And it was beautiful. I've seen the most beautiful things come out of that. What I would say, though, Jude, this is what I would do. If I would take it to really deep prayer and discernment. Okay, that's the first thing I would do. and make sure you're not going to sacrifice anything that's going to harm you. Like you said that, you know, you're getting that pension and things of that nature. Is, do you have to let go of all that to go to school? Are you going to suffer in some way? Are you going to put yourself in a position? Because you don't want to do that, especially if you've, and by the way, thank you for your military service. You don't want to do that if that's, you know, if that's something that down the road, you're not going to be able to get back or something of that nature. So, but if you can have it all, if you can have those resources come in so that it could pay your overhead expenses. But if you wanted to pursue something, I think absolutely. And it goes back to Bartholomew's call. Okay. God wants us to continue on moving forward. Okay. Whether that, and that includes head knowledge, heart knowledge. God is very pleased when we continue on. That's why, you know, some people that retire, I worked with the senior market for many years in insurance, and some people will race to retirement. Okay. And they retire in their sixties, late sixties, seventies. And then you see them, they get sick and die a year later. And you're like, how did that happen? You know, they're supposed to retire and have fun and be on the golf course or the tennis courts, and they died. Well, you know, maybe they had their priorities wrong about that. Work is good. Okay. Work is good. To get up and have a purpose is good. And so I'm not saying that leisure and, you know, having that is bad, not at all. But you also want to pursue the things that are going to let you expand and grow in many ways. And if that includes something in working for God, absolutely you should pursue it, because that is the Holy Spirit really, you know, asking you, are you willing to take on this mission? God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us, and it doesn't stop when we retire, and it doesn't stop when we get disabled, and it doesn't stop when we have a health crisis, and it doesn't stop, because that's how our God works. That's why when people will call in and they'll say, you know, I'm sick now, my health is gone. I have nothing else to do. I can't teach in the classroom. I can't, you know, go out there and help people. I have no purpose. That's not true, because you need to know that there's monasteries, cloistered, you know, nuns praying round the clock. Okay. Because prayer is a work. Prayer is a desire to move the whole body of Christ forward, to heal the body of Christ, to remedy it, to, for reparations, for all sorts of things. I mean, it's amazing. I could go on and on. So my question back to you is this something that's really deep in your heart that you want to do? And I hope you're not going to sacrifice anything, because you do need to be able to take care of yourself.
No, ma'am. I believe, like, as far as the VA, they got me permanent and total. So I don't, they said I could go back to school. They have no issue with that. And then, the other disability program, there's a ticket to work program, which, you know, you can work with them and actually let you even earn income for the first few years. And you still get your disability. So something that I would pursue with that. And mm-hmm. I'd make sure it's all kosher with them, for right. lack of a better term. My specifically for like the occupation, I was actually considering medicine, and you know, I know that's a longer, you know, I don't need to do the undergraduate work. I need to, you know, take maybe a few courses that I never took, like some organic chemistry or something. But mm-hmm. You take the MCAT, get accepted, and all that. But I just don't know about, you know, how common. And you're a life coach, so I was just really mm-hmm. wondering specifically on that, starting like to pursue becoming a physician in your later years. How feasible is that in your opinion? And I believe I have the academic competence for it. I did very mm-hmm. well in all my undergrad and graduate.
Sure.
But I just don't know about, like, you know, is there going to be age discrimination? They're going to say, oh, you're too old, you know, don't even bother. Or how, you know, I've read people have done it in their 60s, so I'm mm-hmm. not really sure.
Well, I would talk to people like you're doing and do the research. And Jude, I would take it to prayer and see if this is something that God really wants for you. You know, ask God, if it's not of you, God, then take it away. Take the desire, take the urge, take the thoughts away, take it away. Because God wants the best for you. If he wants it yep. for you, I don't think age matters. Look at Jerry Usher. He's in the seminary and he's in his 60s. I mean, that's a perfect example. I don't think that matters. I really think if you have the ability, it's not going to taxi you physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. It's not going to taxi you because, you know, you said, you're disabled as a veteran. So I don't want to do anything that's going to hurt you. But if it excites you and it's something that has meaning and purpose and it gets you out of bed in the morning and thinking about it and you're excited about it, I think you should I'm a business coach too, by the way. I think you should definitely pursue it. I don't think you should let age stop you. I think if we let age stop us, we're going to all be on the couch or not getting out of bed. I'm just going to be honest with you because the world will tell us, you know, you're too old. I mean, just look at this, Jude. I'm 60 and, you know, these 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds are running circles around me on the internet on how to navigate things. And I mean, you know, if you really focus on age, we would give up. You know, we would give up when we're about 30 because I mean,
yes, ma'am. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think you should really take it to prayer, and I'm actually excited about it. May I add you to the prayer book? Cause I'd like to pray and I want to definitely.
Absolutely. I take all the prayer I can get, ma'am.
Okay. You got it. I'm going to go. Let me just going to tell you who I'm going to so that if you, are you Catholic, Jude?
Yes. Okay. I'm Catholic. I was a revert from evangelicalism. I got confirmed in the church as an adult in 2011. So.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you. Welcome home. And what a beautiful journey you've been on. Okay, I'm going to tell you who I'm going to. I'm going to St. Therese. Okay, St. Therese, Little Flower. I'm going to St. Joseph. And I'm going to Padre Pio. Okay, that's who I'm going to go to for you for discernment. Now, when you take it to prayer and you talk to other people and you do your research, make sure everything's okay for you. Make sure you're taken care of first and it's not going to overtax you. But if you pray and have this deep discernment and God keeps it in your heart that he wants you to pursue this degree in medicine, please let us know so we can praise God. Please let us know that our prayers have been answered. And I think it's exciting. I love when people start new chapters in their life and they have new experiences. I think it's wonderful. Life is an adventure. It's a roller coaster ride, but it's an adventure. And if we ride it it's God has the most beautiful plans for that ride. He'll take us on the ups and downs, twists and turns, and hopefully we'll come in for a safe landing. And it's just beautiful. And that's what life is. I believe that's when Jesus said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. That's what he meant. He wants us to experience everything. So Jude, if it is of God, I hope you do pursue it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And that's St. Therese Lisieux of the Little Flower.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then Padre Pio and Joseph.
Saint Joseph.
I will try to ask them to pray for me for discernment in this issue. And I thank you so much for the work you do on the radio and helping others and helping the body of Christ.
Oh, thank you, Jude.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much back at you. And happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for calling. And don't forget to give us a praise report, whatever you decide. Okay, so before I get to Catherine will be our last caller for today for this unscripted. What a beautiful unscripted we've had. We spent a little bit more time with the callers, but that's good because we're processing things and hopefully you got something out of it. I just wanted to share the doctor is in with Dr. Ray Guarendi coming up next on most of these EWTN stations. Okay, Catherine in Cleveland, Ohio is listening on The Rock. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I was going to tell a little poem I wrote.
Okay.
Okay. My favorite poem. I call it The Beautiful Garden. Walk with me in the garden. Talk to me as I go. I live in a land on my own. There's none more wonderful and there's none to compare. This I know, and this I wish to share. I see beauty everywhere. There's smiles on faces. Everyone's happy there. No one turns to another. To love, love. Love, love is ever existent there. And the Lord, my dream. And the Lord, my dream.
Wow. Catherine, you wrote that?
Pardon?
Did you write that?
Yes, I wrote that.
That is beautiful. How long did it take you to write that?
I don't know. I used to think that way all the time. My teens and my childhood and my teens, the way I always thought in my mind. Mm-hmm. And somehow, one day, I was able to put it in a little poem like that. It didn't seem to take me too long. I just somehow was able to put a little poem like that.
Wow. And this particular poem is called Beautiful Garden?
Yeah, called The Beautiful Garden.
I love it. Have you shared this with your family? Have you shared?
I told a few people about it. A few
you did.
People.
It's beautiful. Yeah, well, you just told the world today.
I did. Oh, yeah. It's my favorite poem. I love it. Yeah, I wrote a few other poems. But that's my favorite.
Oh, that is beautiful. I'm so glad you shared it with us the day before Thanksgiving. It just put everything into perspective and so wonderful. And you are so appreciative for the gifts that God has given us. And I just love that. Catherine, you're awesome. Thank you so much. You know, you waited most of the show to get on, and I'm so glad we were able to squeeze you in and you were to finish the November Unscripted with us, Catherine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. Catherine, before you go, Catherine, are you able to email us this poem? Our producer's asking for you to email it. We can post it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Are you able to email it to us?
I don't have an email. I don't have that. I'd have to just have a basic phone. I'd have to find out if I can get it on my phone. I'll have to find out.
Okay. Well, maybe Matt can pick up the phone real quickly and just get some contact information from you, Catherine, because we could post it and that would be really nice. So Matt's picking up the phone right now. What a beautiful poem that Catherine wrote, a beautiful garden. Wow. You know, it's just a perfect way to end this Unscripted. I hope Jerry is listening, and I know he's praying for all of us and the intentions and everything that was sent in to seminaryjerry@gmail.com. I wanted to give you some kind of housekeeping notes in the last couple minutes that we have here on Unscripted. Thursday, tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Yes, that is correct. Thanksgiving. We taped a broadcast brand new just for the Take Two family. Now, I know it's going to seem a little strange, but just hear me out, because you guys have sent in a ton of messages asking me to address scrupulosity. And so I brought on Father Sam Medley of the SALT community, and we taped a whole broadcast that's going to air tomorrow, Thanksgiving, on scrupulosity. So if you struggle with that, if you always are thinking everything's a sin, you're not sure if you can receive in a worthy manner, then you want to listen tomorrow on this topic of scrupulosity. Father Sam Medley did a fantastic job. He is the one of the hosts of The Quest, which is a show out of Guadalupe Radio Network at 4 p.m. Central Time. And it's just, he's amazing the way he delivers the message. So Father Sam Medley's tomorrow. And then Friday is the show with Susan Tassone on purgatory and having masses said, Gregorian masses, where to get Gregorian masses, what to look for, what to do. So all of those emails that have come in, and I've read all of them, and I know some of you are a little bit, a little bit upset that I haven't responded yet. It's because this broadcast is airing Friday, so all of your questions should be answered. If they're not, I will respond to your emails. I promise you on that, because I want you to get the answer. So I have read everything. I'm just trying to put it all together in one big basket on each episode so we can answer in a wider fashion. So Thursday, scrupulosity. Friday, purgatory. Be thinking of that. Monday, we're going to be talking about keeping focused on Advent as the holidays approach. Very good topic, because Advent, Happy New Year, starts this weekend. And I do mean Happy New Year for the liturgical year. It starts this weekend, and it's very important we stay focused, stay in the moment, slow down. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, it's still a penitential season, so we want to really talk about what we can do. Advent wreaths, Jesse trees, doing more activities like going out there and serving and being Christ to others during Advent. So many things we can do. Not playing Christmas music yet, playing Advent music, okay? So all these things we can do that we can journey together. That's Monday. The last thing I wanted to say is Michael, my producer, just brought this up, which is great. Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Please like us there, because if there's anything that comes up in the next 4 days before we go live again on Monday, I want to make sure that we post it there on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Also, you can follow me on my own personal page or public page, Debbie Giorgiani. Don't forget the Spirit World, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. On Saturday, Adam and I taped a new broadcast for you. We jumped into the mailbag and we tried to answer almost 120 questions. We put them into like 6 categories, and that's on Saturday. So you got a lot to look forward to, and we're going to miss you guys terribly because Jerry and I get withdrawals when we're away from the Take Two family, but we'll go back live on Monday. And want to thank the show team, Matt, Michael, Rich, all the affiliates, and on behalf of all of us here on Take Two, we want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Stay well, stay safe, and we'll see you again on Monday live. God bless you all.